Blog Talk Radio.
Just know.
Hallelujah. It ain't over. It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it blesses me to welcome you all here to this very special edition of Standing in Valor for this Friday, October the 4th, 2022. Now, my brothers and sisters, your host and facilitator is Pastor Eric Ware. And Pastor Eric Ware serves along with his beautiful wife. They are the servant leaders for Pinnacle of Faith Church in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So please retrieve something to write with and to write on, and be prepared to receive a rhema word from your host and facilitator, Pastor Eric Ware. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
Come on
him.
And praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah. Praise
Him, y'all. Clap your hands, lift up your voice, and praise the Lord, everybody.
Okay, we're praising Him up in here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, give Him some more praise wherever you are.
Yeah.
Lift up your voice, clap your hands, open your mouth, and give God some praise.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Tonight my topic is going to be, it's not over until God says it's over.
Yeah.
And if God don't do it, then it won't be done.
Yeah.
Now give your miracle. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to repeat after me. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor.
Neighbor,
oh
neighbor.
It's
neighbor.
Not over.
It's not over.
Until God says it's over.
Until God says it's over.
If God don't do it, then it won't be done.
Won't be done.
Now get your miracle and stretch your faith.
Yes.
Let me tell you what a miracle is. Come on, clap your hands, give God some more praise.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you what a miracle is.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle means an event that appears unexplainable by the laws of nature. Mm-hmm. And so it's held to be supernatural in origin, or an act of God. In other words, God is saying, I'm getting ready to perform some things that's going to be unexplainable. They ain't going to understand how this happened for you. How did this take place? How did they come out of this? There's no way possible that this should have happened for them.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, God is saying, I'm going to give you a miracle. It's going to be unexplainable because it's not over until I say that it is over. And if I don't do it, then it won't be done.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All I want you to do is stretch your faith.
Yes.
Somebody help me say stretch.
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 Now look at your neighbor and say, get ready for your miracle.
Get ready for your
miracle. Get ready for your miracle, thanks.
Hallelujah. Now look at your neighbor and say, stretch your faith.
Stretch your faith.
Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. In other words, They're getting ready to see this thing and hear about what I'm getting ready to do for you. I'm getting ready to blow your mind. It's going to be unexplainable. I'm going to cause a miracle to take place on your behalf. He said, you've been under some pressure.
Yes.
You've been under some stress.
Yes.
You've been under some tension. Mm-hmm. But God is saying, I'm getting ready to supernaturally cause some things to happen and shift on your behalf. And it's going to be a miracle because it's not over until I say that it's over. And if I don't do it, then it won't be done.
Right.
Now stretch your faith.
Stretch your faith.
We're going to go to Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 7. And tonight we are going to talk about Simon, how he was out fishing and had been toiling all night long and had not caught any fish and was ready to give up. But he obeyed the master and stretched his faith.
Yes.
And Jesus supernaturally gave him a miracle, which was an overflow of fish.
Yes.
God has said in this season, I want you to begin to stretch your faith again. Mm-hmm. I want you to put your faith back out there again. Mm-hmm. He said, because I'm getting ready to bless you with a miracle, and I'm getting ready to bless you with overflow. Mm-hmm. Come on, clap your hands and give God some praise. Lift up your voice and give him some praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise
Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 7. We're going to read verse 1 and 2.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. 2 says, and saw 2 ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets.
In other words, they thought it was over. They thought it was finished.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nothing happening?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nothing moving? Looked like nothing was going to happen. Looked like there wasn't going to be a turnaround. But look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, look at what is getting ready to happen.
Yes.
God is getting ready to turn it around. Look at your neighbor and say, he's getting ready to turn it around.
Getting ready to turn it around.
They are getting ready to receive a miracle. The overflow.
Yes.
Let me tell you what overflow means. Overflow means abundance.
Yes.
It means plenty. God has said in this season that you've been dealing with, in this season that you've been going through, you've been toiling, you've been fighting, you've been going through some things. He said, but I'm getting ready to bless you with an overflow. He said, I'm getting ready to bless you with abundance. I'm getting ready to bless you with plenty. Mm. Read verse 3.
And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon,
mm-hmm.
and prayed him that he was thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. 3. Mm-hmm.
In other words, Jesus was letting Simon know, I want you to do something you normally wouldn't do. I want you to launch out into the deep.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stretch your faith. I know it looked like it's over, Simon. I know it looked like it's finished. How many have been there before?
Yeah.
But all I want you to do mm-hmm. is try it again. Launch out into the deep.
Mm-hmm.
Because Simon is not over until I say that it is over. Mm-hmm. Now get ready for your miracle. And everybody listening on the station tonight, this is what God wants us to do.
Yes.
He wants us to try it again.
Hallelujah.
He wants Amen. Us to stretch our faith again.
Glory to God.
In
yes,
this
Lord.
Season.
Yes, Lord.
He said, because when you do,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to cause some things to shift.
Glory.
I'm going to cause some things to break loose.
Yes.
Preach,
it's
man
going
of God.
To be a miracle,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be and overflow.
Yes, Lord.
He said, because it's not over until I say it is over.
Uh-huh.
And he said, if I don't do it, then it won't be done.
Yes.
Read verse 5. I mean, 4.
Now when he has left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4.
Read 5.
5 says, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Toil means to labor continuously and untiringly.
Yeah.
Means to work strenuously, to proceed or make one's way with difficulty, pain, or exhaustion. How many have been there before?
Yes. Oh, yes.
In other words, Simon was letting Jesus know, I'm frustrated. How many have been there before?
Yes. Yes.
I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm agitated. I just want to give up. I don't feel like moving away from my normal routine. How many have been there before?
Yeah.
I don't feel like moving away from my normal condition. I don't feel like moving away from my normal circumstance, my comfort zone. But Simon began to stretch his faith. And he said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he was letting Jesus know that even though I'm frustrated, even though I'm tired, even though I'm agitated, and even though I have talked all night long, I trust the words that you have spoken.
Yes.
And I'm going to launch out into the deep. In other words, he was telling the master that if you don't do it, then it won't be done.
Yes.
Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor.
Neighbor, oh neighbor.
It ain't over until God says it's over.
Yes.
Is that over to
and
God?
If God don't do it, then it won't be done.
Yes.
Now get your miracle and stretch your faith. Read verse 6 and 7.
6 says, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish,
mm-hmm.
and their net broke.
Yes.
7 says, and they beckoned unto their partners, yes, Lord, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ship,
mm-hmm.
so that they began to sink.
Now here's Simon. Let me bring it on. Now here's Simon. He is frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
He is agitated.
Mm-hmm.
His mind is tired. How many have been there before?
Yes.
How many have been there before?
Mm-hmm.
His body is tired. Mm-hmm. He has labored continuously.
Mm-hmm.
He has worked strenuously. Mm-hmm. He has worked under difficulty.
Yes.
He is exhausted. He is physically drained.
Yes.
His thoughts were scrambled.
Mm-hmm.
His thinking wasn't straight because he had toiled all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like nothing was happening. Nothing was going on. It looked like it was over. It looked like it was finished. It looked impossible. Things looked like they wasn't going to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon let Jesus know, if you don't do it, how many have been there before?
Yeah.
Then it won't be done. But all of a second, see, God has said all of a second,
yeah.
after a while, after he was frustrated, after he was agitated,
yeah.
after he labored continuously and strenuously, after he was tired,
yeah.
here comes Dr. Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and he showed up. And he showed out
mm-hmm.
in the middle of Simon's situation,
yes.
in the middle of Simon's circumstance.
Yes.
Even though it looked like it was over, even though it looked like it was finished, Dr. Jesus let Simon know it ain't over until I say that it is over. Now cast your nets back into the water and get your miracle. Mm-hmm. And Simon obeyed the master.
Yes.
And stretched his faith.
Yes,
and supernaturally, mm-hmm. Simon received an overflow. He received a miracle. And it wasn't over until God said it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon knew that if God didn't do it, then it couldn't be done. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, old neighbor, it's not over until God said it is over. And if God don't do it, then it won't be done. Now get your miracle and stretch your faith. Look at your neighbor wherever you at. Eyeball face to cut face contact. Open your mouth and say, stretch your faith. God is saying, in this season, I want you to stretch your faith. I want you to do it over again. I know it looks like it's over. I know it feels like it's finished. He said, I know your back been against the wall. Sometimes you couldn't tell the night from day. You cried about the situation. You cried about the circumstance. The winds of trouble was blowing. The turbulence was coming, thorn, trying to fight you, trying to tear you down. But God has said, I want you to stretch your faith again. Because when you stretch your faith again in this season, he said, by faith, I'm going to cause some supernatural abundance to take place.
Glory.
I'm going to call the supernatural overflow to take place. Ah, you've been in a sick situation where your physical body been sick. He said, I'm going to call some healing to come. Your finances sometimes been tore up from the flow up. He said, I'm going to call some supernatural money to take place. Y'all ain't helping me up there. He said, I know you've been tired. He said, but get ready for your miracle. He said, I know you've been frustrated. He said, but get ready for your miracle. He said, I know your back been against the wall. He said, but get ready for your miracle. He said, I know they shut the door in your face. He said, but get ready for your miracle. They may have laughed at you. He said, but get ready for your miracle and stretch your faith again. He said, they may have counted you out. He said, but I want you to stretch your faith one more time and watch me, what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to cause an overflow to come. I'm going to cause some abundance to come. I'm going to give you a miracle. Clap your hands. Open your mouth and give God the praise. Ah, God is saying, I'm opening another door. Get ready for your miracle. He said, you went through some hurt in this season. I know I'm talking to you. You went through some hurt in this season. He said, but get ready for your miracle. He said, you cried about it. He said, but get ready for your miracle and stretch your faith. Look, Simon could have gave up. Simon could have murmured. Simon could have complained, but Simon did one thing. Simon obeyed the master, opened up his faith, and he stretched his faith. And because of his faith, and because he believed what the master was saying, he received the abundance. He received plenty, and it was an overflow. Y'all ain't helping me. God is saying, in this season that you've been dealing with, you've been dealing with a lot
you
of stuff. He said, but I'm getting ready to bless you with an overflow. I'm going to bless you with some abundance. I'm going to give you a miracle. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Come on, clap your hands, open your mouth and give him some praise. Hallelujah. I'm done right now. I'm done. I'm giving back to the hand of the moderator. But God has said, in this season, you're in a season of miracles. You're in a season of signs and wonders. He said, I'm breaking the hand of the enemy, and I'm getting ready to give you abundance. I'm getting ready to give you overflow. And he said, it's not over until I say that it is over. Yeah. Come on, clap your hands and give him praise. Back into the hands of the moderator.
Yeah, we're in that season.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Come on, praise God and give him some praise.
Thank you,
Jesus. Come on, praise him and give him some praise.
Hallelujah. We're in the season where we're going to have to overflow to bless other people.
Yes.
Glory to God. Where we'll be able to stand Glory to God. Able to share the word. Able to share
the
finances. God is getting ready to do the overflow.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Sooner than we think. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Suddenly.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Suddenly it's going to happen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hold on to your faith.
Paul and Silas were locked up in jail.
Yes.
They beat the skin off of their back.
Yes. Yes.
But the Bible says at midnight, they begin to pray the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And suddenly, look at your name and say, suddenly. An earthquake came, shook the foundation, and opened the prison wall.
Yes.
God has said, I'm getting ready to shake the foundation. I'm getting ready to shift the atmosphere, and I'm getting ready to bring you some suddenly.
Yes.
Clap your hands and say, suddenly.
Suddenly.
Oh, he said, suddenly I'm going to open up some doors.
Yes.
Suddenly
my
I'm
Lord.
Going to perform some miracles.
Yes.
Oh, clap your hands and give him some praise right where you're at. Yeah, you may be right. You may have been in a midnight hour where things didn't look like they were going to happen. You may have been in a midnight hour where your back has been against the wall. You may have been in a midnight hour where it seems to be impossible. But God has said, stretch your faith again. He said, because I'm getting ready to bring abundance. I'm getting ready to bring overflow. He said, and it's not over until I say that it's over. And he said, it's not over until I say that it's over.
Yes.
And if I don't do it, then it won't be done. Clap your hands and give him praise. Hey, clap your hands, open your mouth, and give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yes.
All right, back into the hands of the moderator. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Back in your hands, Bishop. Hallelujah.
Wow, hallelujah. Apostle. Come on now. Bring it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful word we have heard on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't over until God says it is over. And if he can't do it, it cannot be done. Hallelujah. So right now, what I'm going to ask, hallelujah, all of you that are sitting in the studio right now, if you would like to just add tonight, last night Pastor Dorsell came and talked to us about Thanksgiving. And see, now tonight her beloved husband has came and told us something that, if nothing else, that we should be thankful for. Hallelujah. Because we serve a miracle working God. We serve a God that asks nothing of us except to believe mm-hmm. that he is and believe that he can.
Yeah.
Now, if you have heard this before, I asked the servant leaders of Spirit Alive to speak. If you have sat in this sanctuary tonight, this studio tonight, or you are in the chat room, and you have not given your life to Jesus. On behalf of all of us here, we want you to know that we love you, and we are asking that you would give your life to him today, because tomorrow is not promised to us. And because we love you, we want you to come into a relationship with Jesus so that you will too will be able to experience the joy, the peace, the love, the salvation, the forgiveness, all of those things that we have been so generously given day after day after day after day. And I know that the world has the church looking pretty crazy. And they are going through a lot of theatrics and things that are not needed to be about God's business. So you do not have to dress up, put on your best suit and your best hat. and go out and find a local church so that you can run up in the front at the end of the service. All you have to do is stop right now, fall to your knees, and repeat this prayer with all sincerity. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin, for I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came and you died and you rose for me. So, Lord, come into my life and save me so that you might teach me your way, so that I might serve you and live with you in your kingdom for all of eternity. It is in your name that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. And if you said that prayer with me on behalf of Bishop Eric Ware, myself, Pastor Dorsell Ware, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, hallelujah, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, we want to be the first ones to welcome you to the family of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want to welcome you. And let me tell you something. You are now going to be able to receive so much love. Now, let me tell you something. Man's love can be fickle, but God's love is unconditional, and he never changes. So what we want you to do is to join with the body of Christ-centered, Christ-believing saints that are loving, that will nurture you and help show you the things of the Lord and show you about your gifts and your talents. We also pray that you study to show yourselves approved. Hallelujah. Because unfortunately, we can't just take what the preacher says at face value. So we never should have to begin with, but we really can't do so at this time. So we just pray that you will walk with us here on Spirit Alive, that you will get into Bible studies, that you will just find your place in the body of Christ. So now I'm going to ask the servant leaders to come on in and give a word of praise for this wonderful message and just for the miracle working God that we serve. We will start with you, Pastor Dorsell, since you were right there beside the man of God. Hallelujah. Up close and personal.
Praise God. Good word, Pastor Ware.
Good word.
Good word, Bishop Ware. We thank you for that word. We thank you for looking for our suddenly. God is getting ready to give us the overflow that we need in our lives, and we need to use it according to our faith. Our faith means a lot to God. We have to use it and not let it slumber. We have to just keep using our faith and believing that God is going to do just what he said. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Blessings to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell.
Praise God. Bishop Ware, you brought it again. We went to the boxing ring last time, and I thought that was wonderful. Now we went to fishing tonight. And you know the Lord wants us to step out of our comfort zone. Sometimes things happen for a reason, and he wants us to back up just a little bit.
Amen.
And step out of our comfort zone. And that's what he was saying to Simon. You're not going to here on in the by the shore. You got to go out a little deeper. Dig a little deeper.
Yes.
Dig a little deeper in my word, because I'm a great God, and I can do all things but fail. I can make you. I can give you abundance. I can give you prosperity. I can give you salvation. I can give it all to you, but you have to come with clean hands and a clean heart. And you have to ask in my son's name and trust and have faith in me, and I will do it for you every time. And just like Simon did when he moved out into the deep, he caught so many fish, they were breaking the boat.
Amen.
Breaking everything.
All right.
Because that's what God can do for you. He breaks you, and then he builds you back up. And I thank God for it, because it's what he does for us because he loves us. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Bishop Lester and Pastor Vanessa, come on in the room.
Thank you for that encouraging message, Bishop, only because the thing that stuck with me was how God is our strength. Even for us to do things that he put inside of us, he has to be there to propel us forward and remind us who we are. So I just thank you for that word.
Amen.
Man, praise the Lord, Bishop Ware. I'll tell you, the thing that stuck with me was that we have to be able to practice faith the way that God is faithful to us, because God is always there to back up his words and put action behind his promises. And what we have to do is learn to put action behind our faith, so that when we say act like we believe, and we stop worrying and fidgeting and chatting with people and trying to look for encouragement and beg God for stuff he's already given us. So it makes me think of 1 Thessalonians 5:24, where it says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. And just remember that God is faithful and God will do it. The question is, will we be faithful, and will we do what we say, we want? That was an awesome word, Bishop Ware, and I am looking forward to the next time I get to hear your wonderful teaching.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else in the studio that would like to have a word? Anyone, just press your one, hallelujah, and I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. And if you haven't been in the studio for a while, it might do you well to press your one, because unfortunately, Apostle looks at a lot of phone numbers, and I might not remember you. So if you're in here and you would like to have a word, please just press your one at this time. But in the meantime and in between time, while I'm scrolling, Bishop Ware, as always, you did a phenomenal job. The word was on point. It was timely. And we do, you know, it was very encouraging. It's very encouraging for the people of God to be reminded, you know, that we have to stretch our faith and expect our miracle. You know, many of us don't receive even after we've prayed, because we've already said, well, he probably, you know, if you want, you know, they don't really believe that God will bless them. So if you want God to bless you, if you want to see miracles, signs, and wonders, then when you pray, you have to pray believing. You have to pray expecting. And then you have to pray being prepared to receive.
Yes.
Because no gift is a gift until we receive it.
Preach, man of God.
So I just want you to be encouraged tonight. Man of God, you encourage my spirit, my soul, and I want to thank you as you always do. I want to thank all of the Spirit Alive family for coming out and supporting Bishop Ware and showing your love and your unity. That's something we don't really have to be prodded here to do. Praise God. I give God all the glory for that, because only God can have people that sit all over the country come together in one place and have people remark that it sounds as if we are in the same room. So only God can do that, and we praise God for his power and his spirit that is shed abroad from heart to heart and breast to breast. So on behalf of myself, on behalf of Bishop Eric Ware, Pastor Dorsell Ware, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to you, our faithful listeners. It is our fervent prayer that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed weekend, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. From all of us here at Standing in Valor and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, everyone. You were phenomenal. God bless you. Amen, family. Hallelujah.
Yes. Bless you. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
That was good.